Blog Talk Radio. Has anyone ever told you you dream too big, that you have too many ideas, that you need to be realistic? What if there was a career and lifestyle that you could completely design yourself that enables you to do what makes your heart truly sing and helps millions of people benefit from what you have to offer? One that provided you with all the money you need to thrive, not just survive. That is the life of an enlightened entrepreneur. Welcome to the Aha Moments Radio Show, dedicated to the inspiration, education, and celebration of enlightened entrepreneurs worldwide, with your host, Mariana Cooper, founder of Aha Moments, Inc. and ahamomentsinc.com. Her motto, "Oh yes, you can have what you want, and you deserve it too." Join us for the next hour and learn to trust your aha moments to lead the way to a passionate and purposeful life. And now here's your host, Mari.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Aha Moments Radio Show for the inspiration, education, and celebration of enlightened beings worldwide. I'm Mari, and happy Tuesday. I am very excited about this Tuesday because it's kind of like the end of the work week already, because we have, at least in the United States, Independence Day this week. We had Canada Day. What was it, yesterday? And now we have 4th of July coming up in just 2 days. So we are kind of winding down, and you can see around town all the stores are filled up and the cafes and stuff, because people, it's kind of a weird time for that holiday. It falls in the middle of the week, so, or towards the end of the week, so it's like you just never know where the crowds are going to be and how soon they'll be coming, and they're here now, so that's exciting. And I am really excited today too, because we have special guest, I call her world-renowned master theta healer, Karen Abrams, and we're going to chat with her in a few minutes after we do our housekeeping. And Karen and I have been chit-chatting back and forth quite a bit. And one of the things we've been talking a lot about is money and abundance and kind of the whole spin that so many of us have around money and the ebbs and the flows of it. I know in the summertime, money becomes a big concern a lot for entrepreneurs in particular, because of, you know, unless you're in a real seasonal business, you have a pool company or a landscaping company or something like that, a lot of times business drops off a little bit or a lot in the summertime. It's, you know, it gets slower. People's minds are, you know, more distracted. Kids are going off to camp. People are going on vacation and whatnot. And actually, when you get quiet like that too, more time to think about it, right? To think about where you're at, what's going on, and why don't you have more, and all those kinds of things. So today, when we were talking about hanging out together on the show, we decided to talk about clearing the way to magnificent money miracles. And why did that name come up? I didn't name it. The guides named it. But the clearing the way part is really, really big. We're going to talk a lot about releasing the blocks and anything that's hidden, because I know for myself over the last, I was telling my advanced class yesterday, I guess over the last 6 or 8 weeks, I've been really focusing on my own personal development and preparing to make some very, very big changes. And so I've been doing a tremendous amount of clearing work with my own practitioners and my own team, and it's just been going deeper and deeper and deeper. And believe me, it's not easy. But what the reward has been on the other side of it is this very clean, I feel like this very clean garden. So then you finally put in a seed, it like sprouts up like Jack and the Beanstalk, because you don't have anything hindering it. There's no weeds, there's nothing choking it. The soil is nice and nourished. It's all tilled properly, and there's this clean blank slate. And even in one of my own personal sessions, my practitioner is like, okay, so do you feel more? I feel nothing. Okay, I'm done. She's like, okay, good. You probably have to start filling you back up now. We've gotten rid of all the stuff, and it's been like one thing after the next just popping off. You know, relationships changing and friendships changing, and you know, all kinds of things. And decisions much easier, and you know, just things just flowing and flowing and flowing. Opportunities showing up and helpful people showing up, and it's just, you know, it's not just money, but it's all the things that go around. It's resources. We're talking about opening the way to life force. We're talking about opening the way to resources for yourself and to receiving. And that's what we're going to get into today extensively with Karen, is because I think that one of the most powerful modalities out there for getting down to the real root of those weeds, of those energetic weeds, is this theta healing. And I feel that, you know, I've had sessions personally with Karen. They have been life-changing. And what I love about her work is that it sticks. It's not something where, you know, you go through it and then you feel like, oh, in 3 days, you know, nothing happened. It's a visceral change for me. It's been permanent changes in the sense of, you know, the stuff I was working on with her did not show back up in the same way. So I just want to give one announcement, and then we're going to say hi to Karen and get going. We are going to be doing personal work tonight. So if you'd like to call in and you have a question about your money situation or opening to receive or any of the topics we'll be talking about tonight, and you want to get some personal help from Karen, you can call in at 347-215-9485. It's 347-215-9485. There is already a tremendous amount of you on the call. So if you are thinking of trying to get into the queue, I suggest that you call in now. Sam will be screening everyone, and then we'll be, you know, choosing the calls. And not too long from now, we're not going to be waiting 30 or 40 minutes to start taking calls. We can get into it fairly early in the show because there's so many of you waiting to talk on the line. So we do have a class coming up starting Monday. Can't believe it's here already. Monday. Rudy Hunter will be joining me. We will be doing our master course series, our Going Beyond the Telesummit, diving in deep 4 weeks consecutively with Rudy Hunter. He has created all kinds of brand new processes that he will be focusing on. We call them back the Midsummer Power Boost course. And if you'd like to participate in that, we extended our early registration up until July 4th. So there's a few spots left on that, so you saved $100. So please, if you would like to participate, you need to kind of act now because we're starting on Monday. And the the site is ahamomentsinc.com, ahamomentsinc.com/power boost. So it's powerboost. So ahamomentsinc.com/power boost. And you get all the information, and the $100 comes off as you pay online. And we're getting started a week from yesterday. So in less than a week, we're going to start, and it'll be 4 consecutive Mondays, about an hour and 15 minutes, I believe. Those classes will be. So those are going to be a lot of fun. All right, so I think that's it actually today for announcements, because I want to give as much time as possible to Karen and to all of you with this clearing the way to magnificent money miracles topic today. So first of all, let's say hi to Karen. Hey, Karen, how are you? Are you there?
I am here.
How are you?
I'm doing great. It's been a great day. What can I tell you? I'm very excited about today because the title just puts me at ease. I realize that we're the ones who are running the. I'm like, oh, money miracles. It doesn't matter where you're at, whatever level you're at, but money miracles, I think, always kind of makes everybody feel good. You know?
Oh yeah. Oh, absolutely. And they can come in the form of so many different things. I think some people won't allow themselves to get excited until it's the lottery, you know. But, get a little bit and you say, oh, that's not enough. Oh, but that's nice. But I know I just found a dollar on the street. That's nice. Oh, boy, I wish it could be a million, you know. But that gratitude thing, we'll talk about that going forward. Let's talk about theta healing a little bit, just so that if there's potentially anybody who doesn't already know you from my audience on this call, I can't even imagine that they know. But if just in case, and, you know, we have thousands and thousands of people listening to the podcast every week, so why don't you just give people a little bit of your Cliff Notes version of the big story of how you got started with Theta and what it actually does.
Sure. Well, my explanation only lasts an hour, so just sit down and get comfortable. Theta healing is a meditation where you connect to God or Source, whatever that energy is for you, that so that you can receive a healing. And what happens when you go into this meditation is physiologically your brain waves slow down into the theta state. Right now we're in beta, we're alert, and we're active. And the theta state happens when we're tipping off into sleep and just going into our dream state. So you know where you kind of feel, you don't feel like you're here, you're there, and you're just starting to hallucinate?
Mm-hmm.
So we know from hypnotherapy, because they use the same brain wave, that this is that place, that super learning brain wave where we have that moment, you know, like the title of your show, the aha moment, that, oh my gosh, that's what it means. And mm-hmm. children are in theta all the time. That's why they learn at such a quick clip. And so we're accessing that brain wave. Your brain waves are slowing down into that place. And we're able to access your subconscious mind there. And from there, that beautiful divine energy can, and with your permission, change belief systems that are holding you back. Pull your anger, pull your trauma, give you loving perspectives and help you forgive your friends and your family and yourself. Bring you back into physical health, because you may have chronic emotional things that are attached to, you know, physical things. And there's just so much that can be healed with this, because this is a way to allow your mind to talk to your body using this divine energy. And I got into this because I had had anxiety for 6 years, and I had been working with a therapist for about a year and a half at that point, and really getting great results, but still being totally terrified every day. And I know that sounds funny to say great results, but there's still that part of me. We had really chunked a huge part of it out. Mm-hmm. But I still had that feeling every single day, and it was on automatic pilot. So it was, you know, the moment that I didn't feel it, it would come back. So after I took the beginning Theta Healing course, after watching a friend of mine change her life using this work, then I noticed all the space in my body and in front of me that I had never known was there. And the anxiety had left my body, and it was the first time in 6 years that I had been out of fight or flight. So it was pretty remarkable. And then about 3 weeks later, some of those symptoms still started coming back. But by then, I had signed up for every practice class. I was learning a technique, you know, and learning a coping skill. And I just chipped it away and away and away until it was completely gone. And it was just a remarkable experience. And I thank God that I have this in my life as a coping skill every day.
I thank God you have it too. So I'm really happy you did that. Thank you. Thank you for honoring your calling for all of us, on behalf of all of us. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad I found it. I was a bit confused before that. So, yeah.
Well, you know, that confusion is actually with a catalyst, right? And mm-hmm. I think that's one of the things that we do. And I wanted to sort of lead, this is a good segue into our conversation about clearing, is we always are scanning ourselves to see what's wrong, whether, and a lot of the times it's what's wrong in your environment, you know, who's behaving what way. I saw somebody online say, I'm sitting at my desk at my job, and my boss has gone by my door 4 times and hasn't said hi. Should I be concerned?
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at this post today and I said, really? Like, I haven't worked for somebody else in decades, so I can't even get my head wrapped around that process. But like, who cares? You know, because my first thing was, who cares? And why are you there worrying about, you know, like, why do you have to live kind of under that kind of thing? But the question is, you know, we look at our environment to dictate how we're going to choose to feel, right? As we get further along, we start to say, oh, you know, we get into this kind of work, and we start to say, oh, you start hearing people say, oh, it's your blockages. Oh, it's your clear. You have to clear your blockages. And then we sometimes embark on that. So does that mean that we're flawed? That's the first question. When we have blockages, because some people don't even want to admit that, you know, there's a blockage. What is a blockage? And does it mean that we're actually, you know, cosmically flawed or something else?
I believe that's such an interesting, I'll tell you something that's been coming up a lot for me lately in sessions, and it's coming up again. So when I start going to people's energy and reading their energy, the first thing that I see is like this flame off of a torch.
Mm.
And like that's almost like that's who we really are, like that's our soul, kind of. I mean, I realize it can be an energy field. That's just the metaphor that's coming to me, you know.
Right.
And that flame can pitch, you know, to and fro and move around and change shape, but it's essentially the same thing the whole time. I think that we get convinced because of the experiences that we've had in our lives, the way that we've reacted to that, and, you know, what's happened in our past lives and what we brought in genetically, that we're different than that essence. And so I don't know that, you know, I talk about flaws, I talk about having flaws myself, but I'm wondering if we really do. I think that barriers are just, blockages are just energy. I mean, and, you know, for humans, us little humans, we, you know, they can come in the form of beliefs or feelings from, you know, experiencing trauma or other things like that, or something that we came in with genetically that we didn't even know existed in our realm that keeps pushing things away. So I don't know if we really are flawed. I think there are things, you know, I remember I have a very close friend of mine who said to me, you know, I finally understand that there's nothing to heal. And I thought, wow, that's kind of interesting. And yet, this is a billion-dollar industry. medicine and pharmaceuticals are trillion, you know. So there's something to heal, yet there is nothing to heal, you know. And I know that sounds really, you know, like it encompasses everything. So that's terrific. I've covered all my bases. You know, I think that there are things that every lifetime we have challenges with, and they're there to help us learn something really significant to get us to a more expansive place in our life. And that's really the truth, that, you know, you may be blocked from, let's say, you know, it could be someone who makes $10,000 a year and they just want to make 100, and they would feel like then their life is fine. And then there's people who are making $1 million and want to make 10 million, and then they'd think their life was fine. It almost is the same thing. You know, I mean, it's at different levels financially, but there's something there to be learned. And I know that we were discussing, at least we were writing about and talking about how, you know, worthiness seems to be at the root of a lot of this stuff. And a root of many issues, including money, because money's just another form of love, right? And I always say it's like another room in your house that you can light up, you know. So sometimes there's more love there, and there's no love anywhere else. They don't have it in relationships or anywhere else. Or they're not the sharpest tool in the shed, but they know how to make money, you know?
Right.
And then you meet other people who work on themselves, who are brilliant, and still don't have it. You know, so I just think that we're all kind of special and unique in that way, that what we're trying to learn. And maybe we're all just trying to learn worthiness, and it's our own dance, you know. I mean, I've met enough people who, you know, have a tremendous amount of money, $1 billion, $500 million, or 10 or 20 or $50 million, and I don't notice that their problems are much different.
Right.
You know, they still have, you know, their relationships, or the kid doesn't understand them, or they're, you know, they make the same mistakes all the time. They have patterns, you know, but something's open.
Right.
That got them there. Right. And I know those people who have come into that money who started out with nothing, absolutely nothing, or very close to nothing, and got there. So, and they still have issues. So we just have those places that it seems like, that seem to be the most significant for whatever reason, that is, that this is, our soul went, wow, this is where I'm really going to have my lessons, and really learn about it. And so that's what I'm noticing lately. I don't want to have that double speak of, you know, we're everything and nothing and blah, blah, blah. I just feel like that's kind of the conclusions that I've come to about that. It's our learning curve, you know?
Right. Yeah. So when we come to the clearings and doing this kind of work, one of the things I was going to mention it later, but I know we're going to get into calls and I'll forget. I want to fast forward to, let's say you do this work with you and, you know, we do more than, you know, just a radio show, but you do sessions and whatnot. There does come a point in time where you can sort of be cleared and cleared enough to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I think what I'm seeing, and that's from where I sit as a host and seeing, mm-hmm. you know, expert after expert after expert after expert just assume
right.
that everyone has all these blocks. And nobody ever gives anyone permission to say, okay, you don't have the blockers, just go forward and conquer now. You know,
mm-hmm.
you're kind of,
right.
and it doesn't mean that other things won't come up as you challenge yourself on another plateau,
right.
but a lot of people aren't being allowed, this is a pretty advanced audience, a lot of people aren't being allowed to get to declare themselves on the next plateau because they're constantly being thrown back into the reason why this isn't happening for you is because you have a block. At what
mm-hmm.
point, and I know this might be a hard question and it might be too esoteric even for an answer, but I guess I wanted to just throw it out there. At what point can you declare yourself good enough to go forward without, because a lot of people get handicapped by the idea that they have the blocks and it's always about the blocks and never about forward
right.
progression.
It's a great question. I think one of the things that I've learned lately too is that you have to take responsibility for your healing. You have to take responsibility for your life. And I'm not saying they're not. I don't think that has to do with a burden or a blame. I think that somebody had said, I have a friend who's a healer, and he was talking about people who have eating issues that they feel like they're out of control. And at some point, you can get all the energy work that you have, but you have to take responsibility for locking the refrigerator. You know, you have to
mm-hmm.
take responsibility that if you want that changed and you're doing mm-hmm. all of this work to get there, that you have to go somewhere else. You know, you have to move yourself. You have to have that grounded. You've got to have that plan also. When I started doing Theta, I was praying that all I needed to do was energy work, and then I would be successful. And I did that for years, and it helped certain things. It helped me with my relationships, and mostly, and somewhat with my business. But it wasn't until I really got out there with my feet on the ground that things started changing. I always say you need your air troops and your ground troops. You got to have it all together. Because if you don't and you're just doing one and you expect to meditate in a cave, I don't know that it happens that often there, you know, in that same way. You can achieve probably peace and all of that sort of thing, but you're not in the world, and we're in the world. And you need to have a plan. And even my teacher, the one who created this work, her name is Vianna Steibel. And when she talks about abundance and talks about manifesting, she talks about you got to have a plan. There's got to be something down on paper, a map. You need it because we can't just float through the air. I mean, there might be those people who can, and we may know them. But the truth is that they may have had so much more practice than us that would God bless them, you know. And but for most of us, you need the energy work, but you need the plan. You need your feet on the ground. And sometimes you need to power through, you know? Like you said, I've done the work. I don't know why I'm not seeing results. Well, maybe you need to hire a consultant to help you with marketing, you know?
Right.
Maybe what you
right.
need is somebody to do your social media. Maybe you need an assistant. You know, maybe
right.
you need something that's so conventional and normal.
Exactly.
That's the only
exactly.
piece that you have left. I mean, we're talking to people who are, and I'm in this, believe me, we love energy work. We love working on ourselves. It's endlessly fascinating. I can't tell you how fascinating I find myself, you know? Wow, I have this now. What's going on? This week, I want to work on this, you know?
Right.
So, but if we don't have that other part working it, it's not going to fully show, most likely, more likely than not. So those people who are the good people, the spiritual people, the brilliant people, the ones who've been working on themselves, they need to have a plan. And if that plan's not working and you're telling me you have all those things, you got to make a new plan. You know?
Oh, absolutely.
And yeah.
Even people out there you can hire to help you to create that plan. So.
Exactly. Yeah. You need to have that. There's enough people out there who know what they're doing, and there's enough people who don't that they can get together.
True.
And look, we all have the excuse of, well, I can't afford the $10 million an hour consultant, and I understand that. But there's enough information out there to.
It's called Google. And
it's
Amazon.com and, you know, ebooks and all. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff out there about business and how to run businesses that can help you, you know. There's a great quote I read very recently, and I've been quoting it to everybody. So if you're on the call and you're like, yeah, she did that to me too. Dying to Be Me by Anita Moriani.
I love her. Love her.
Oh, God. So I just love that book. I don't know who she is as a person, but I just love her too.
Yes, me too.
She said, when I began observing my own flawlessness, I started to notice my external world reflecting this. I keep that quote by my computer. And I think about that a lot. I think about that. And then that's when that picture comes, that flame, you know. But, yeah, we need to have that grounded, that sense of groundedness that we are here. You know, we are made of brick and mortar.
Yes. With a little energy sprinkled all through it.
Yeah.
So we have a whole tribe of people who want to chat with you tonight.
Yay!
Sam is working his little patooties off and
and
screening everyone, talking to everyone. So if you hear a guy's voice as you're waiting on the line, that's just Sam trying to get you in the queue. So let's do some ground rules for our calls, just so that we don't have, you know, we don't have, since it's a radio show and we have, you know, 40 minutes or so, we'd like you to just keep it to one question, please, and we're going to try to keep the answers, you know, succinct enough just so that we can, if you can see the numbers here, just want to see if we can get through as many of these as we can. And I know it's easy, especially with this work, to start to go into really long, because it one thing trips into the next. So you'll use your judgment, but this is just for everyone on the call. Just please be cognizant that there's a lot of us, and they're around the world calling in, so I'm going to try to get to as many of you as we can. Any other things before we start to talk to some folks, Karen?
Anything else? I'm ready. I'm ready to go.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
And then maybe towards the end we can do a little group thing so that those
Absolutely.
Who
well, you know what? Let's preface this with when I'm going to answer questions, I'm assuming we're going to do some healing on these calls, that everybody who's listening to this, and even on the replay when the replay comes out, we're all dealing with similar issues somewhere.
Yes. Yeah.
So the way we conduct this session is that I go into the theta meditation, ask if I can come into your space, say yes. And if you're a caller on the call, say yes out loud. And I know Mari will mentor that for everyone. And that allows this energy to come into your space and access your subconscious. If there's a download, I'm going to ask if you want to know what an energetic download, sorry, I'm not speaking English. Blah, blah, blah. There it is, coming back.
energy flowing.
Yes, there it goes. Here we go. I'm going to ask if you'd like energetic downloads of feelings or how to do something, God's perspective on something. and or would you like to release this or that, okay? And your job is to say yes if that's something you want. If you don't say yes, you know, and you won't get it because this is all based on free will. There's nothing I can do to you. This is between you and God. I get to witness it. That's what makes it so much fun. Okay, there you go. There's the ground rules.
Okay, cool. Great. All right. So let's see here. How about Eric in Virginia? Hi, Eric. Are you there? Let's see.
Hello. Hello, everybody.
Hi
Thank
there.
Thank you for taking my call, Karen. And
hi, Eric.
And Mariana. my answer is yes.
That was a great call from Eric in the East Coast. Next. So what can we do today? What would you like to do?
What's your question?
Mm-hmm. Well, the yes is the question. I do feel that, like probably many who are calling tonight, that there are blocks, and when I do seem to have some success in certain things, there's always something that seems to get in the way, that seems to block further success, or if I make money, something is quick to take the money away, whether it's, you know, a car breaking down or whatever expense comes out of nowhere. So I want to know, or, you know, whatever energetic download, how I can get above that, where because I always feel I'm sort of kept, I feel I'm kept down.
Mm-hmm.
and you know, by life circumstances or like events or so on, but I'm never down, but I'm never up either, you see what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying?
Gotcha.
And when
okay.
I do get up, it's always for a short period, and then something brings me back to that, I don't want to call it a happy medium, but that
right.
medium point.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, is it okay if I come into your space?
Yes, you have
okay.
my permission.
Yes, you do. I do. Do. Here we go. Okay. So the first thing that comes to me is there's a safety issue here around, you know, controlling your level of success. That there's a point where things would get out of control for you. And the other thing is what you said, you feel like you're being held down. So there's a lot of energy around you around that of oppression, of like some sort of outside forces. I feel like it's very genetic for you, so your ancestors came in with this.
Hmm.
And there's just energy that we can just release out of your system here. And anybody else who feels like they have that, we're going to ask God to do a healing on the ancestral line, especially here, that the world is against them, and the world is against you. It's a belief
mm-hmm.
system too,
mm-hmm. That's
and
true.
That you're always, you know, it's like you're paddling, you're paddling upstream. You're
right.
always against the flow. That's that, and so let's have God change that too, and that's there's something about hardship, and I'm really feeling it ancestrally. That the best lessons are the ones that are the hardest to learn, you know, and the best lessons are the ones through hardship. So is it okay if God changes those and gives you the truth on that?
Yes.
And anybody, look, our ancestors usually didn't have it too easy. So, you know, everybody should say yes to that one if they really want this. And life, nothing comes easy. I heard that, so let's have God change that. There we go. And you getting any of this, Mari?
Oh,
I feel
yeah.
it's working on you.
I feel something.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's sort of this. I'm seeing like almost a seatbelt. There's like a lock on your abundance. So is it okay if God unlocks that?
Please.
And shows you that it's possible for you to be safe without locking up your abundance.
In terms of
yeah.
security, yeah. For there was
yeah.
that in my family. Always watch your money. Make sure you have it safe in the safest, you know, place and the safest investment, and so on.
Right, right. So there's this fear of losing it all. So let's have God heal that and give you the truth on that and what that's. It was the fear was designed to help you stay solvent, you know, and to stay in a good financially secure place, or you know, before we were dealing with money, just in a place where you had enough food or supplies or resources.
Both my mother and father were in World War II, okay, and my father especially experienced it firsthand. My mother was born during World War II, but my father came from, he was kind of a hoarder, and he was worried about not having all the time.
Right.
So there's a strong... That was very much in my family, yes.
Okay. Yeah, I can feel that. So that kind of culminated with him in this big sort of way of expressing that in his behavior. So there's never enough. You can lose it at any second. Let's have God change those. And let's show you that it's possible for you to be able to access all of the resources in order for you to be abundant without fearing loss of them. And that it's possible for you to be able to thrive without that. Now, your ancestors are more interested in surviving than anything. So let's let them know, and all of our ancestors understand, but we can do this all lifetimes, all levels, that time it was appropriate and now it's time to thrive, that our generations are in the place where they can thrive and it's possible. And we're letting them know that our success is their success, that energetically they expand and evolve as we thrive. And let's show them that it's safe for all of us to do that, and it's safe for them to do that, and that you can receive their support without just allowing yourself to survive, without thriving. There we go. Oof. And you feel that kind of changing? I feel that a lot, like in the heart and the solar plexus. Can you feel that too, Mari?
Yeah, and in the throat chakra too.
Yeah, and the burden of losing it all because it's been lost before, let's release that from every cell in your body, all levels, all lifetimes. There we go. And the trauma from losing it all, however many times that's happened genetically, all lifetimes, all levels again. Let's release all that trauma and shock and replace that with unconditional love of self and the knowing of self and knowing that it's going to be okay and that it is okay. There we go. Nice. You feel that leaving?
Beautiful. Yeah.
And know that it's possible to manifest what it is that you desire. And, you know, I always say that anytime we say, I want, begin to say, I manifest. I'm manifesting this now. Because it kind of changes your chemistry.
And that comes from the solar plexus, right? The manifestation.
Yeah, well, this is where, you know, you can feel it somewhere else. That's just, when I ask for an experience and a visceral experience of it, I feel it in different chakras. And sometimes people feel it in the same place that I do. Some feel it in different places. And some people don't feel it at all, but it's still occurring. So, but that's what felt like the strongest right now. And then there's some entity energy, just some heavy negative energy that we're sending to God's light. There we go. And just letting you know that it's possible for you to do this from here and that it's safe for you to expand 360 degrees around your space. Let's have God just show you what it feels like to expand that space out so that you know that you are connected to everything at all times. And that it's safe for you to be connected to all things at all times. And the last thing we'll do here is just give you healthy boundaries from God's perspective so you know the difference between your energy and other people's energy and how to accept yourself unconditionally for who you truly are from God's perspective and what that feels like and know who you are with all of these changes. There. How's that feel?
That was beautiful.
Awesome.
Thank you so much, Karen. Yeah. And I do have a question. Your ancestors, even though they've passed in spirit form, they still hold you back?
They're there for support, but sometimes they don't understand because they're using old rules, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So they might be like, whoa, that's a little too much for me. That's too fancy for me. And sometimes they can kind of hold on to your ankles and hold you back sometimes. Sometimes not. Sometimes you're stronger than they are, and sometimes they have that combination, you know, with
That's
you, and if you have any insecurity, it just sort of helps to kind of hold it back.
Wow. Well, Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I know there's plenty of other people who need some help here. So I will listen to this to reinforce it once you have the, once the show is available, I will download it and then listen to it to, like, reinforce it.
Awesome. Awesome.
Excellent.
Great.
Thank you so much, Eric. Thank you so much for calling in. Okay. Take care. Have a great night. Okay. Well, you know, this is what I love about the guides is that as we're choosing callers, they're universal issues. I bet there's a whole lot of people listening to this call who could totally relate to what Eric was sharing.
Yeah.
All right. You ready for another person, Taryn?
Yes.
We have so many. If you want to call in, 347-215-9485. I'm pulling them based on the energy here. So we are going to go. it's whoever's popping up on the board here. The next popping up on the board person is Susan from Dallas, Texas.
Hi Susan.
Susan. Hi. How are you?
Good.
How are you?
I'm very excited about this.
Cool.
Can you get a little closer to your phone? It sounds like you're a little far away.
How's that?
Just so that you'll hear yourself well on the recording on the podcast.
Okay. How's that?
That's better.
Okay.
So
good.
What's your question?
My husband lost his job and didn't work for 9 months, and then he got a job in California. And he's been there since February, and we haven't been able to join him yet. We're about $10,000 away from being able to find a home in California and move ourselves, my kids and dogs and cat and I, out there. And I know I need to go back to work, but I just traditionally feel like I have to do things that I don't want to do and don't like doing in order to make money. I have a degree in business, and I could really care less about it. And I really enjoy working with children, and I haven't been able to make much money at that. So I know that's a whole lot, but that's basically what's going on with me now.
So you'd like to be able to make money in something that you want to do. So is it okay if I come into your space?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So, I think you have the belief of that business is heartless. There's a lot of that going on. Let's give you God's definition of what a business is and what business is. And understand, remember, this is for lack of a better word, an entity, a ghostly figure that you're creating. It's something of your own creation, where you're fulfilling a need or a service. You know, if you're either providing a product or a service in exchange for money, that's it. And any other definition of this has to do with whatever culture you were involved in. Okay? So is it okay if God just lets you understand that?
Yes.
And the negative experiences that you've had in business and that you've got a lot of trauma around that. Is it okay if God releases that for you?
Yes.
Okay, so there's a lot of betrayal here and a lot of, the technical term is yuck.
Yeah.
Just this real bleh feeling coming from you. So let's just have God release all of that uncomfortable energy, that disconcerting energy. And definitely that betrayal, you just felt like nobody was honest, and there's a lot of that going on there. So and people were not trusting your opinion, and it caused you to doubt yourself. So let's have God also just give you God's definition of what trust is, show you how to trust yourself and what it feels like from God's perspective, and download God's discernment so you know what that is, what it feels like, so that you know what's what. You know, you're getting an accurate picture when you can trust yourself. Women especially, we have been raised to be intuitive and raised not to trust it. So this is an incredible paradox. This is the one thing, this is something about women especially. It's not that some men do have this, But in general, men are more, told to go out there and trust their gut and go and do it and make those decisions, and women are not encouraged to do that. So is it okay if God shows you, God changes that for you and anyone else who has this? And if you have a daughter, this is really important too. So even if you're a man on the call, it's important for this and for you to understand the women in your life. And release that there's this sort of I feel like our hands are tied, and just release all those hooks, cords, and attachments and ties, I guess that would be, that women have to staying staying at home, staying domestic, staying in a traditional caretaker role only. But they're also, it's also like a tether of and these are a lot of ancestral beliefs of being a possession and of not being valued as a spirit. And so let's just have God let you know the truth on that and release that. Because even if you're a woman, if you believe in past lives, you've been a man before, you know?
Right. Yeah.
We've been all of it. So there we go. And just let that go. And change that and understand the more you trust yourself, the more it's you're able to move forward. And God's going to give you that definition, which is to bring more joy into your life. And God's going to show you how to receive joy and what that feels like. There we go. So let you know that it's possible, bless you, to create whatever it is that you'd like to, that your knowledge of business is an asset, that if you want to work with children, you can create a business where you're working with children that's lucrative. And you can do, since you have the education, you can do the research, do a business plan, start looking around, what are the businesses that are doing really well in this? Or if you want to become a teacher, that's fantastic. And you want to do that. If you want to do, daycare, you want to take care of kids, that's fantastic. But you can create businesses out of that. Somebody in Los Angeles created a business out of blow-drying people's hair.
Oh, wow.
Right, the blow-dry bar. Sorry, I'm giving them a plug here, but that's okay. All you do, you go there and somebody blow-dries your hair. That's it, okay? So, and it's fantastic and brilliant and simple. She's doing really, really, really well. But that's what I'm saying. What you're doing, you're providing by working with kids. We need a lot of help out here. I'm in California.
Yeah.
People need a lot of help. There's a lot of people who both parents are working, and they need people to care for their kids in a respectful way, in a healthy way, to help these kids, grow up with values and get good study skills and get good,
Right.
We need that extra help, part of that village, right?
Right.
So God's just showing you that, letting you understand that you can take the power of the co-creation of this, and it's possible for you to do that, and that you have work as drudgery, it's slavery, and let's have God give you God's definition of work. There you go. And now I want you to just close your eyes for a second and think about coming out here. And think about creating what you really want, figuring it out and creating it, even if you don't know exactly what that is right now. Imagine that you do, okay?
Okay.
How does that feel, being in that now?
It feels very expansive.
Right.
Mm.
Yeah.
Nice.
And that's where you can work in that space. It's when we kind of crowd ourselves out, that we I can't do this because of this and that and that and this and that and this. Sorry. Right? And when God's going to show you just how to take responsibility for co-creating this and having a great time with it. I got a long time ago that the definition of the unknown was a ball of clay with your hands on it and God's hands on it. God's giving that to everybody here. That's exciting.
Yeah.
So make something really cool.
I have written two children's books. I have written two children's books,
mm-hmm.
And one of them deals with the trauma of going through a natural disaster, the way it affects animals. And so, one of my passions would be to relate to children on that level and help them to open up about that through writing.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. Why can't
that's
you do
amazing.
This? Why can't you set up a website helping people? Why can't you get parents involved? Why can't, you know?
Right.
It's amazing. You could do an incredible thing with that.
Thank you.
You're
there's
so
someone,
welcome.
There's someone that I want you to contact. A very good friend of mine, and she's one of the preeminent children's authors in the country right now. She's done several apps for kids. And you can look her up on Facebook. Her name is Julie Foster Hedlund, H-E-D-L-U-N-D. H-E-D-L-U-N-D. She has one of the best-selling apps for children now. She just did two picture book apps. And it's selling internationally now. I met her actually in a writer's retreat. She's a very, very dear friend, and she's genius when it comes to that. And she actually even has an entire mentoring program for children's authors, and there's a huge community that she's developed. So if you look her up on Facebook, you can see her there, Julie Foster Hedlund. That's for anybody who's looking for help with writing children's books. She's one of the best in the country. She's actually been asked to speak at various international conferences, et cetera, et cetera. So I just personally know her. I know her work. She's brilliant, and it sounds like she would be a great person for you to connect with to give you that little boost. And she's a genius at business, too. So she can really
thank
help
you,
you. Sort that out. Okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thanks for
you
calling
in. You
hit
the jackpot with that one.
You know what? This is what you have when you have the courage to say what you really want. Because I deal with this all the time on these shows. People call in and they try to talk what they think that they should say. And she was honest and said, listen, I hate business and I love children's books. Like, well, when you give us that, we can work with that. Because by hating business, you literally are shutting down your capacity to receive money for what you do. Period.
Right.
Because even if you're working for someone else, it's business. It's still you're the business of you. So when you say I'm just going to dismiss this whole piece of myself, you're dismissing your capacity to receive. Then it becomes what, volunteer work, and we don't make money volunteering.
Right.
You know, or just creating without creating that business. So I think you are on the right track, my dear. I think you've just gotten what you've done is you've re-engaged, but with greater perspective. And when you do that, you know, then you give God the opportunity to send in the next mentor for you. And Julia will be fantastic. You'll love her. She's phenomenal.
Wow, that's
absolutely
cool.
Phenomenal. World class.
Thank you so much, both of you.
You're so welcome.
Oh, wow. That is that's pretty.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah, that's
amazing.
Incredible.
I love it. I love that. I love that. Julie's going to be like, oh, my gosh. Probably have everybody, thousands and thousands of people writing to her now on Facebook.
17,000 people wrote me today.
Yeah, I know. How, what, Mari? What's going
from
on?
Dropping your name?
Julie's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
That's wonderful.
Well, let's get to, you ready for another person, another brave soul?
Let's do it.
How about Carol in Virginia? See if Sam can find Carol. Carol, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, Carol.
Hello?
Welcome.
Yeah.
Hello there.
Good. Loud and clear.
Okay,
yep.
Such a blessing. Okay. I would like help with, or my issue is I really do need to work and earn a living and become independent in order to be, you know, on my own again.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sort of like, I think there are, I'm not totally unlike the person that just spoke, but, oh my goodness, I'm all like love-based, and my whole mission is related to love and loving Earth and creation. And I also do acting, which is wonderful too. But I'm having trouble believing that I know I have something to say and share, but I'm having trouble really believing it that I do, that somebody will want to hear it, and figuring out how to monetize myself. And so I've been sort of frozen, not quite writing what I need to write, not stepping out, just sort of like a deer in the headlights, I guess.
Okay. So is it okay if I come into your space, Carol?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, lots of fear here. Okay, cool. All right, fear is easy. There we go. So that energy, that once again, we've got a lot of ancestral energy. Don't get too far out in front of yourself, you know. You're going to lose control. So first of all, what's coming is a whole bunch of stuff about love. So let's give you guys a definition of what love is, unconditional love, okay? I'll let you know what that feels like. This is part of a basic healing that's very important for all of us to get. So everybody on here, this call, take this.
I'm giving you a blanket yes. Do I need to say yes more often?
Well, you can right now. But yes, I understand that you're saying yes. Okay, you're giving permission. Would you like to, whatever lifetime in love was that you began to believe you were unworthy of love and unworthy of God's love, is it okay if God just changes that from there?
Yes.
Okay. Let's just have God change that. And then let you know what it feels like to be consistently worthy of God's love. Because, like we said before, worthiness is the biggest thing here, and you have so much fear. There's a lot of unworthiness going on. So, and let's do the same with joy. Let's give you God's definition of joy. Have God do that for you right now. Let you know what that feels like. There we go. And go back to whatever lifetime in love that you began to believe you were unworthy of joy, and just have God change that there. And then let you know what it feels like to be consistently worthy of joy and consistently worthy of receiving it. And the same, consistently worthy of receiving love, unconditional love, God's love. And let you know what it feels like to be completely healthy from God's perspective. Everything kind of goes faster because there's such a big group of us together here. And let's show you how to love yourself unconditionally from the inside out. Is that all right?
Yes.
I know what that feels like. Okay. So once we got these in place, everything else is going to go. Here we go. Ooh, all right. There we go. Okay, so now we can figure it out from here. So I'm just watching that for a second. Being silence is always so amazing for radio. Just helps it. There we go. Okay, just watching this come through you. It's really swooshing through you. It's nice. Okay, so there's a lot of fear of failure here before you even figure out what you're doing. So there's so much fear of failure that it's blinding you. And so let's give you guys a definition of failure, which is, and I've said this many times on many shows, it's a mistake, okay? And show you how to allow yourself to make a mistake without taking it personally, okay?
Yes.
There we go. And that it's possible to learn from your mistakes and learn from your successes. And there's a lot of stuff about learning the hard way here. Is it okay if God changes that from learning the hard way to learning the easy way?
Yes.
Okay. And I get that same thing. Hardship teaches the best lesson, so this is an old ancestral one. So let's have God change that, give you the truth on that. So there's a lot of vows here to save the world, and that's too much of a burden on you. So is it okay if God completes and finishes those vows?
As long as he leaves the ones that I'm here in this lifetime to do. But you know what I mean?
Well, let me tell you about vows here, okay?
Okay.
This is what's interesting. That they come about from an honorable place. We say, I'm going to vow to save my family, to make sure that I'm okay, that the world is fine, okay? But the thing about a vow is it's like an unconscious promise. It's a drain, okay? And you can always choose it, but we want to choose. If you want to choose to save the world, that's a fantastic, wonderful thing, and save yourself and save your family. That's absolutely wonderful. But that, you make a choice. That's a decision. When you do a vow, you made it a long time ago usually, and then you always feel obligated, no matter, even if you don't want to do it, you still do it. Okay? So we want to change vows into choices, essentially. If it's something you choose, then you'll choose it. But if they're vows, they're just draining your energy. Okay?
Okay, yes.
So I understand what you mean, because I thought the vows were a very honorable thing. And they are done in that, with that mindset, you know? So let's also have God complete and finish all the vows you have to take on other people's energy in order to heal them. And let's have that completed and finished. And so all the energy that you've taken on from other people, other worlds, all of that, all living things, let's have God release that from your space and send it to God's light. Just energy that has no longer, you know, beneficial to you. Okay, so we leave that and give you God's definition of freedom and show you what freedom feels like and how to co-create with God with your freedom.
Yes.
Okay, and we're giving you God's definition of co-creation. All right?
Yes.
And it's that same sort of thing. That ball of clay, your hands are on it, God's hands are on it, right? And let's shape something that's really great, that really makes you feel, that really lights you up. And let's have God show you how to allow yourself the space to get the ideas and the inspiration to bring that in and what it feels like just to be worthy of inspiration, God's inspiration.
Yes.
So wherever that began that you were unworthy, let's have God change that and let you know what it feels like to be consistently worthy of God's inspiration. So that means you can go to bed at night and say, all right, God, you know, give me the inspiration for my new business or in, you know, like you said, maybe it's in acting, whatever it is, you know, and see what happens in the morning. And just keep doing that. Keep finding a more specific question and see how that gets answered.
Okay.
And there we go. There's a great guy named Noah St. John out there who does something called affirmations, which I recently heard about, which I think are wonderful, where you create an empowering question for yourself. So instead of, you know, why does everybody else get successful and I don't, you say, why am I so successful? Because then your subconscious Googles why that's true. So why do I always get the best ideas to move my life forward? Why do I always get God's inspiration? Your subconscious keeps looking for why that's true. So if you keep asking yourself the question, your energy and your behavior start to change, which create different outcomes for you. So that's something you can do on the ground, which is really cool. All right?
Yes.
And let's see if there's anything else in here. And let's just have God release that fear and show you how you can be safe and move forward without using fear to make your decisions.
Yes.
And instead, you can use God's discernment.
Yes. Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And show you that that's possible. There it is. Woo! That was it. It was that it's possible. Okay. How do you feel now?
I feel like happy tears.
Good.
Aw.
Good.
We like those.
So just happy start doing that. Good. Start doing that homework and see how that works out for you. I bet it's going to be pretty great.
Yes, the Noah St. John homework, and I'll listen again to hear what else you might have said that I need to recognize.
Okay, just notice what's better and lighter now after this, okay, and so that can expand and grow.
Oh, just notice it and allow it kind of thing?
Mm-hmm, yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you very much.
Awesome.
Have a great night. So we are, believe it or not, at the top of the hour, which is fascinating how we went to an hour that quickly.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
You're just introducing me.
I know. But I have a name that's jumping off the board at me.
Sure.
And so I just feel like we need to take this particular person. So Catherine in Los Angeles.
Catherine?
Catherine, are you there?
Oh, hi. It's Catherine. Did you really just pick me?
Yeah, I really did.
your name was like flashing on my screen in my face.
And well, it's probably because I'm in Los Angeles. Let me pull over. That's what we have to do. I got in my car. I just love Karen. I've worked with her before. She's amazing, and she's done some amazing healing on me. She's really the real deal. And anybody who can work with her or buy her products, I'm here to tell you they work.
Yay, nice to know. Wow, I did not pay her for that endorsement.
I know, that's why she's lighting up the road. But she truly is just the most amazing intuitive healing person to me, and helped heal me with a very serious illness. And now I'm at the next level, which I feel like I've gotten, you know, I've gotten sort of on top of that illness and beyond it, and I'm really feeling like I have just such bigger places to go. But now it's scaring the crap out of me. And Karen, I'm so close to so many of these big projects that we've talked about, mm-hmm. and just mm-hmm. big people are being so good to me. And I'm mm-hmm. still like somehow just clawing on the side of the hill, just not ready to do it. There's just some part of me that just feels so unsafe to be this big person that others see, people see and want to hear my message and mm-hmm. all of those things. And I'm wondering if there's like some sort of an affirmation or something that I can be doing during the day, because you've given me mm-hmm. some tools, but just something to be able to do, like maybe on a daily basis to hook in, or mm-hmm. I don't know, not like a trick or a gimmick, just
no,
one
I gotcha.
Of the things that you, okay.
So, well, first of all, that's the biggest thing that's coming. Is it okay, Catherine, if I come into your space?
Absolutely, hon.
Okay. So, here we go. So, there's a lot about you feeling unsafe to be seen. So, is it okay if God goes back to wherever that began and just
Absolutely.
Changes that so that you can feel safe? And like we said, using discernment, using God's discernment that you're safe. So, we're being accurate about this. And
yeah.
Okay. And let you know what it feels like to be safe being seen. And there's also a worthiness thing here about being seen too, and by being taken seriously. And so let's have God go back to whenever you begin to think that was that you were unworthy, and have God change that there. There we go. Okay. And let you and I have to tell you, Catherine, this is where my success began, working on being seen, because I got so scared of it at a somewhere, I don't know where, and it just balled up and got bigger and bigger and bigger, and I'm like, oh! You know, couldn't.
And it's really big yeah. people that are seeing me, so I'm really freaked
mm-hmm.
out.
So let's show you that you're worthy of that, and that's what we're saying, that you're worthy of being seen, and that once again, let's give you God's understanding of who you truly are. If you are that flame on that torch, and you can just really connect to that, so are they, you know. And there is a fear here of failure too. And so let's show you wherever that began for you, let's have God change that and heal that. And understand, you know, once again, give you God's understanding of what failure is, a mistake. Okay? That you, there's part of you that's going, I'm just going to mess it up. So let's show you how to trust yourself too, okay? That you got this far, and it's going to keep going and expanding, and that it's possible for you to move forward and receive joy in your life more and more and be safe at the same time.
Really?
Yes. Okay, and let's let you understand that. And wherever it was, whatever lifetime and level that you began to believe you, that you were unsafe, in general, just unsafe, however accurate it was at that point in time, let's change it, because now it's messing with you. Okay?
Yes.
Okay, so let's have God change that. Okay. And let's let you know what it feels like that you're worthy of this complete health in all areas of your life, including allowing your ideas, and God's going to show you just how to allow your ideas to come into fruition. And allow these people to make those dreams a reality. And know that you're safe allowing them to do that. Because you're a part of it, and God's letting you understand you've co-created this, and your soul wants to keep going with it. And expand that out. So we're just expanding you and your energy and your charisma to allow yourself to be yourself. This is all just, like we said, that flame. This is just you. You've always been this you. It's just more people are seeing who you are. And you're allowing it, and it's safe now. There was a time when it wasn't, but now it is. And all that trauma that you experienced from showing who you are and being punished for it or attacked for it, Let's have God release that, okay? All lifetimes, all levels. There we go. And all that shock. All right? And just release that. And let it fill up and replace that with unconditional love of who you truly are. There you go. Ooh, do you feel that?
I do.
Yep.
She does, and I do.
Yeah, I do too. Carly, like
wow.
Right,
right into the top of my head, Karen.
So, okay. There we go. Okay. There you go. You feel that difference? And show you how to stand up on your own two feet and be safe there too. And whatever lessons you believe that your father was supposed to teach you about that, but he didn't, is it okay if God just shows you what they are?
Yeah.
And helps you learn what you're meant to learn so that you know you have that feeling, that you know what you're doing, and that the right people are coming in at the right time to help you with that, of the things that you don't know about. Okay, that's the definition of self-support, bringing in the right people at the right time. How do you speak to yourself, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. And now see yourself there, okay? Put yourself in that position. These people, these wonderful people who are already abundant in this area, who want to create more abundance and co-create it with you for your stuff, feel how great that does, how great that feels. Feel that joy. And I heard it's overwhelming. So let's have God show you how to process that with grace and ease, okay, through your body. We need to, you know, I mean, they created, what is that word, eustress, E-U-S-T-R-E-S-S, positive stress is still stress in our body. So we're showing you how to handle this new expansion with grace and ease, how to handle all this joy in your life. There you go. And that's a great thing to be dealing with, you know? What a beautiful thing to be dealing with. Okay. Now, how do you feel?
I'm sure glad I pulled over.
Me too. And I'm sure your insurance company is also.
I'm glad you pulled over too.
Entirely different. Yeah.
Awesome. That's awesome.
A good thing.
Well, thank you. Is that it? I'm just saying, is that it just because I couldn't hear? I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, that's. I think this is it. Catherine, I want you to email me so I know who you are.
Oh,
okay?
You absolutely, yes. It's, yeah, I'll email you.
So email me after this. So call me.
Awesome. Well, thank you for calling
Dude, I'll
in.
Drop
I, that was really, really awesome.
Yeah, no, that's great.
All right. Thank you. Thank
Have a good
You're
much,
so
guys.
Welcome.
This
that's
awesome.
Just such, wow, yeah.
All right,
cool.
And I'm going to come see you again as soon as I can. So
cool.
Much love and success. And I know this is just helping so many people every time I hear you.
Well, thank you. I have received that. Thank you. I'm very grateful for that. Thank you.
Have a great night, Catherine. Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
Okay. So I just want to know if you could take like a minute and just do like maybe a general
sure.
money something or other, because we are like 13 minutes over showtime.
Okay.
I wanted to see it because I know we had promised that we were going to do kind of a little group, I don't know, healing or
yeah.
balancing.
Well, all of this
sort of
also
stuff.
Has been a group healing because everybody's dealing with this, every aspect of
oh,
it.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
So, but let's just see, everybody's just coming to
feel it with a
face
kiss.
Here. Right, exactly. So if you look at what I'm getting, and this sounds a bit macro, but if you notice in your own field where those walls are, where those, even if they look invisible to you, let's just lift them up and let's show you that it's safe for you to receive love. And God's going to say any place, any lifetime, any level where this began that you were unworthy of receiving love, that God's going to change that there and show you what that feels like. And any to be consistently worthy of receiving love and how to receive it. Understanding, and we're going to do that with money, it's just another form of love. So wherever it was that you began to believe, whatever lifetime, whatever level, that you were unworthy of money, unworthy of creating money in your life, and abundant amounts, that God goes back to that place and changes that and shows you what it feels like to be completely worthy and able to co-create and grow money in your life and bring that energy in a way that has integrity and love and respect and honor and knowing that it's possible for you to create those money miracles for you. And all a miracle is something we used to think was impossible that happened. So let's just give you God's definition of that, right?
I love that.
Yeah. There we go. And just be open to that and bring that in. And remember, God's going to show you how to make your plan, how to write it down, how to find it, how to bring it in, how to manifest the plan. Because even if you've never known anything about business but you have an idea, you might be manifesting somebody who does that could come in and do the other half of this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we're manifesting that kind of self-support that your angels come in. Wayne Dyer said something that I may muck up a bit, but essentially he said that the universe always provides people who make his future dreams a present reality. And I thought that was so cool that I say that every day to myself. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's happening. So the more you believe in that, and we're going to give that to you as a belief, let God bring that to you. That's a good one. I love that.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, isn't it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good place to be. I think we can complete there.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
This has been like taking a waterfall bath in the rainforest. I feel like I've been under in this beautiful tropical garden with these waterfalls of just clearing and connection and cleansing and just thank you. It's always such a treat to have you.
Always. Anytime you want. It's so much fun to play with you, and it's so the group of souls of spirits that you bring in who listen, these wonderful, amazing people. I'm so grateful. Because, they're the ones who make this so powerful, you know?
The willingness
yeah.
to be vulnerable and to be able to, to talk on the air to thousands of people and be willing to contribute that way is just amazing. And I honor all of you who listen to the show and who are just so completely dedicated to listening every week. Just as a little surprise, Karen and I will be teaching the masterclass, 4-week masterclass series, in September. So you're going to be next up after we finish Rudy. Rudy will be done at the end of July, and then we're going to take August off. And then we will be doing a 4-part going deep down into it, like this on steroids, 4 weeks in a row. And we're going to be talking all about that a little bit later on in the month. We'll start, we'll get have Gina working on everything in the back as far as registrations and figuring all that out. But so just keep your ear out for that and your eyes out on your emails and stuff, and you'll see all the information on that. I just want to say thank you, Karen. I know it's the holiday. We're going into a holiday weekend, and thank you, thank you, thank you. Happy birthday. Tomorrow's your birthday.
Thank you.
And enjoy. Have a safe and wonderful birthday and an amazing, amazing, ridiculously amazing year.
I think it's going to be that.
Do you want to give everybody your website if they'd like to have private sessions with you?
Sure.
Have you on again?
Sure. My website is thinktheta.com. That's THINK theta, THETA.com. And I have my contact information so that you can call me directly from there. So I do in person, I do on the phone, I do on the computer. I teach classes, so all of those things are available, and so you can reach me that way.
That's amazing. It's amazing. Well, thank you so much. So, everyone, I thank you for listening. Enjoy. If you're in the United States, have a safe and wonderful and blessed holiday weekend. Happy Canada Day, belated, and now it's a day late for everybody listening in from Canada. And as I always end every show with my motto, which is you truly can have exactly what you want. You absolutely deserve it too. And in this energy, anything is possible. Have a great night, everybody. Take care.
You've been listening to the Aha Moments Radio Show with your host, Mari. Be sure to visit her blog and website at www.ahamomentsinc.com. That's A-H-A, moments with an S, inc.com. Also join Mari on Facebook at www.facebook.com/ahamomentsinc and Twitter at twitter.com/ahamoments. We can't wait to see you there.
Oh, wait, hello?